Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 23, 1805. Weather cold and river rising. The Corps proceeds on today, leaving the Mussel Shell behind. The calendar says it's spring, but the weather is still very much like winter as they travel in this northern latitude. Captain Clark describes this cold day.
A severe frost last night. The thermometer stood at the freezing point this morning, that is 32 above zero. Wind southwest, the water freezes on the oars, ice on the edge of the river. We set out at an early hour and passed the mouth of a creek at 1 mile on the starboard side, which heads in a mountain, northwest of its mouth 30 miles. The country on each side is as past yesterday. Passed two small creeks on the starboard, and two on the larboard side today. A mountain which appears to be 60 or 70 miles long, bearing east and west, is about 25 miles distant from this river on the starboard side, northerly of Pot Island. I walked on shore and killed 4 deer and an elk and a beaver. In the evening, we killed a large fat bear, which unfortunately we lost in the river. After being shot, took the water and was carried under a drift. Passed in course of this day 3 islands, 2 of them covered with tall timber and 1/3 with willows. The after part of this day was warm and the mosquitoes troublesome. Saw but 5 buffalo and a number of elk and deer, and 5 bear and 2 antelopes today, the river beginning to rise and current more rapid than yesterday. In many places I saw spruces on the hillsides, starboard this evening. Captain William Clark, May 23, 1805.
Captain Lewis noted these trees as well, also calling them spruce pine. In fact, they were seeing the Franco variation of the Douglas fir, more commonly found further west in the middle elevations of the Rocky Mountains. The Pot Island, Clark refers to, was near the stream they named Teapot Creek, presently called Canuck Creek in Phillips County, Montana. Tomorrow, ice, 1/8 inch thick.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.